Welcome to Boundless Love Podcast. Here it's all about next level approach to love, leadership, and intimacy. I am your host, Sophia Sundari. I want to speak about my experience in my recent retreat. I've just emerged just a few days ago from a regular retreat that I do, a retreat in silence, that when I completely remove myself from my day-to-day reality and immerse myself into my inner cosmos. So I am so full from this experience. I really wanted to put some of my insights into words because it's so big what happened for me. And I know that I will never leave this place, and I cannot leave this place into which I entered. And at the same time, there is a little fear. And it happened during the retreat. There was one moment when I took my journal and I wrote like a whole, like I wrote a lot. It was a retreat in which I wrote the most ever in the retreat. Like I wrote this whole book in the 10 days. And at some point I reached for my book and I wrote, please never forget this. So I know I cannot forget this because the state that I've experienced, it's not a new state. It's a state in which I've been many, many times over the time of my complete dedication to my path. And at the same time, the way it happened this time, it's completely new. I feel completely new. The reason why I do retreats, and there was a time in my life when I was doing retreats like 4, 5, 6 times a year, because that started my spiritual path. You know, I was first touched by the book of Carlos Castaneda, then I was touched by connecting to how I can create my reality. Then I was touched by yoga, by meditation, more yoga, Kundalini yoga, Hatha yoga. But there was always a little hesitation in me. I was doing all those practices and I was like, but somehow I was not convinced, you know? And the moment I got convinced, when I did my first 10-day meditation retreat, which was in 2010, and I got a direct experience of limitlessness. I got a direct experience of God. And that's it. Once you have that, you will never question spirituality. You will never question your path. It's impossible because this is home. This is every living being's origin. This is the only truth. This is the destination of everything. This is where the words come from. This is where the light comes from. That's it. That's all. And so that, and I'm shaking. I'm so buzzing with energy. And, you know, since then, I've been dedicated to that. And that's why I also run retreats, immersions for my people, because it's the greatest gift to come and dedicate this entire time to nothing but your ultimate truth, nothing but you being the divine light that you are, remembering yourself as that, settling into that, and arriving into higher and higher states of consciousness, from where you cognize reality in a very different way than what it seems. In this retreat, one of my highlights was when I was experiencing a state of consciousness. And there's a certain positioning that you can take internally. And so I was sinking into that space of the void. And I was being seduced by various patterns that like to come and play in my life. And there literally was like different fractals were appearing in my space. And it was like, are you sure you're settled over here in this place of your home? Because we have this seductive experience of worry, nervousness, anxiety, those conversations, that thing that is not quite complete yet, this thing that irritates you, this thing that frustrates you. Come on, play with us. And I would be like, I'm not buying this. No, I'm really happy here. I'm not going. Oh, really? But here's another one that you really take the bite usually of. Like, here's this one. Come on, come on, just catch it. Like, come on, play with it. And I'm just like, no, no, I'm not interested. No, I'm not interested. And this whole play, it's this brilliant mind of ours that orchestrates it all, that creates this play that is like, okay, no, but this tends to have a very strong attraction for you. It has a strong, in energetic terms, it has a strong charge. You know, we all have those tendencies that, you know, you just get carried with. Like, it may be relationships, it may be certain disagreements, certain misunderstandings with people, business, money. Yeah, like, we all have our sacred places. Definitely relationships, money, and anything related with power, where you feel powerful or powerless, those kind of things, they always work. They always work. They are like this Maya illusion. Like, come on, play with us. We look so real. Come on, play with us. And in that state, during this retreat, I was so not interested. I was like, there's no part of me. Like, okay, like, I can appreciate it. It's like, okay, it comes. I can appreciate its quality because it's like, it has a character to it. So this character is somehow, it has this character that is so seductive. Let's say like a conflict I had with someone and something that frustrates me and something that we cannot quite, I'm waiting for things to be completed in my house, for example. Yeah. And people promise a certain thing and it's still not happening. And I feel like, oh my gosh, why am I creating this reality for myself that things in my home are still not complete and it's been so many months and this and that. So like in my normal state of consciousness, ordinary state of being, I could get quite seduced by that. And I could get like, I could get into the rabbit hole of like thinking about it and blaming myself or finding something like very attractive about that and just staying there and bathing in this field of that. And here it comes and I'm like, no, I'm so happy here. I feel so blissed out. I feel so, I am basking in God's love for me. I am here. I am so transparent. I am so like, no, it's no, I cannot, like, no way. And the moments when it's like I held for like a second longer onto certain patterns that would come to me, it was almost like a flirtatiousness. It's like, I know my final destination. I know it's already here. I know my beloved is already here holding me, but it's just as if I still would like to play the game as if he is not. You know, that sometimes we do that to ourselves with our greatest dreams, with the biggest things we desire for ourselves. It's already yours. You understand there's no distance between you and that which you want. There's no distance between you and your limitlessness. And so in this way, I was there with God. Like, it's here. The great void is here. That's it. And at the same time, I feel those patterns that they want to play. And I'm like, okay, well, let me pretend I will play with it. But just for a second, because this anticipation to fully relax into his embrace is so sweet as well. So it's like our whole human life is a bit like that. You know, deep down, we all know who we are. We all know what we are made of. And yet we buy into those limitations, into those things that are telling you, no, you're not there yet. No, you need to work on this. No, you need to spend some more years healing yourself. No, you cannot go forward with your vision. You cannot show up in the world and say what you actually want to say because you still have to heal and stuff like that. And it's like, it's just a game. It's just a sweet, beautiful game. And in higher states of consciousness, you get to see it for what it is. So this is what retreats are for me always. And the most fascinating thing is that it's infinite. Is that, you know, I thought I experienced really high states of consciousness previously, and I did, but there are even higher ones and even greater totality and even greater merging. And it's so ultimately beautiful. so ultimately beautiful. So this was the biggest thing for me. Yeah, the people have asked me about my insights, and this has been the biggest thing. It's not an insight. It's a real direct experience of being one with all that is. And it's really hard to put into words. So I hope you feel me. I hope you feel this experience. And another thing that also happens during retreats, and what happened for me certainly this time and happens every time, is that there is a profound cleansing that's taking place, a really incredible clearing of stuff. Because when you are in so much light of your own being, things get illuminated. Yeah, and stuff that was murky previously, this light of your own awareness shines onto those places, and just so much clarity emerges. And certainly my breakup was one of big things that like recently happened and shook me up, and some things that were still somewhere incomplete within me got so completed here in this retreat, in this time. And even some experiences, for example, about a year ago, I was assaulted when I was in Costa Rica on the beach very violently. Yeah, it was an aggravated robbery, yeah, where also my body was hurt, and I was hit, and it was a very violent, very, very difficult, very challenging experience. And I could not understand for a whole year. I could not understand exactly why it happened. Like a few things came up, obviously, because one of them was that I, just to have this experience of being scared of men, that's not something I experienced before that. Like really walking in the streets and looking at men and expecting them to be dangerous. That was very new to me. And that did help me understand some of my clients who experienced similar things. And so I thought, okay, that's one piece. Yeah, I got that. I also healed. Yeah, I went very intensely into healing that at that time a year ago. And I healed things. And it was very interesting to see every step of the process of healing, of everything, what was happening in my energy body, how differently I was relating to men slowly. Like it was very insightful, but still it did not feel that was it. I still could not quite understand how did I create it, because I am never a victim. It's not possible. On one level, yes. Yeah. Just on the here, kind of this dense level of reality. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously someone attacked, someone is a victim, but on the true deepest place, no, I'm never a victim. And so that was also a thing that came up in this retreat. And it was profound, really profound, because I really saw my contraction and I saw the extent of the contraction that I had. And that was also activated in the synergy of our relationship, like a certain contraction that I entered into that had to be shaken by something like radically different, by this violent, unexpected shakeup that this man delivered to me on the beach. So, yeah, life sometimes works like this in those polarities. If you go very strong into contraction, something has to explode, because you contract, and there's so much control. Yeah, because what is contraction? It's control. It's trying to control life force. It's trying to control chaos, of which I am so scared of my personality, at least used to be, because I grew up in total chaos. And I know that chaos is extremely unsafe, although familiar, but extremely, extremely unsafe. And so most of us, if not all, are scared of life, because life is chaotic in her nature. That's why for a lot of people, there is sexual repression, there is emotional repression, there is like all sorts of things. And certainly I have also experienced that repression, and it came up very strong in my relationship. Very interestingly, because even from the time when we came together, that week that we came together, it was extremely chaotic week. It was also during an immersion that I held, and definitely, you know, it's a whole other podcast episode that I can make around my mistakes and learnings and every mistake that became an opportunity for mastery that I've created as a facilitator. And that's why, by the way, my immersions are so incredible. And whoever comes to my immersions and then they go to some other retreat, then they come back and they say, there's nothing like it. It's incredible how you've developed this, what is happening in these immersions, the precision that's taking place there. It's unlike anything. And that's because I've really given myself to this experience. I haven't been scared to make mistakes. And so even in that week when Oliver and I came together, I was running an immersion, and it was probably the most chaotic one. It was years ago, more than 4 years. What was it, like about 4 years ago? And it was intense. And that very week, for the first time in my life, I started to have a tremendous neck pain, like really strong neck pain, like not just neck pain, but like a whole kind of shoulder and arm, and on the right side, the masculine side. So the whole thing started that week. And I was like, how interesting. What is this about? And neck is what? Neck is like bottleneck. Yeah, it's the control, this place where things get tight. And incredible, you know, with this relationship, with like seeing these gifts that it brought me to really work through those patterns. Because obviously it was not that he, you know, my ex-partner created that. No, it was our synergy that was activating that from deep within me, from my ancestry, from my DNA. It was activating that, our specific synergy of our energetic bodies dancing together. It was activating that and bringing it to the surface for me to be with, to bask in, to get humbled by big time and be free from it, like for real. And, you know, so many people ask, why did you break up? It looked so harmonious. Yes, it was so harmonious. But some relationships are here for a purpose. And once this purpose is complete, it is done. And harmony is not the only thing, because harmony sometimes implies suppression and implies not addressing certain things within, because it becomes comfortable and we find this way to blend in together and not address some stuff. And then this assault happened, you know, and that was already like we were also, that brought a big question for our relationship. That was like a big shake up because of just it brought things up to the surface. And now I could see it. I could see how that assault was shaking up that comfort, that suppressed harmony that we've created, and how that was actually showing me who I am. So these kind of insights, this is pretty deep. Yeah, I'm sharing on quite a deep level. And I wonder if you can resonate with that. What does it bring up for you as you hear me? And this is the kind of stuff that you get to see for yourself, about your own life, about things that just never made any sense. And then you create space and you bask in the light of your own consciousness, and it comes to the surface and you understand things, and then you're like, ah. And then you know what? Thank you. That's all I'm left with. Thank you. Wow. What a life. What a journey. It all has been here all along. This place of home, this place of liberation, this place of freedom. And still sometimes we have to entertain those patterns. Remember what I was saying in the beginning, that it's like we know who we are. I know who I am. It's never a question. And at the same time, every now and again, I get seduced by certain patterns because they carry codes, and I crack these codes and then they become embodied inside of me, and then they become available to my clients. And there was such a party in the field, which is my mastermind, which is the closest way to work with me. And we have a very beautiful group on the inside. And for them, we kept communicating as I was in the retreat. We kept communicating, although I didn't have my phones with me. There was no technology all this time. And yet we were in profound communication, and I felt each one of them. There were, some of them gave me also requests. They are looking for a new name. And I went also into the retreat with that request, with really tuning into the essences of my clients and seeing what's opening for them and what names can carry codes for them. So yeah, I came back with a lot of gifts for them, but at the same time, it also during we continued the communication. And now afterwards, like all these codes that I'm cracking and have cracked, and in a time like that, it was just at an extra speed, it was like with acceleration, they all are available to my clients, because whenever you come into my field, we dance, we have a profound exchange, we have a profound communion, and everything that I have becomes available to you if you dare to open your heart. Of course, it will never be forced. As I said, sex, yeah, meaning relationships, money, and power will be the three themes which will not leave you indifferent ever in your life. They will be this seductive. I wonder if it's clear the way I'm explaining it, how they come to seduce you, to take you out of your place of peace, of your place of love, or to your place of bliss. Your natural place is a place of bliss. But then these themes, they will come and they will have this grip, and then yeah, losing yourself in a relationship, always thinking about your person, always thinking, oh, where is he, where is she, what is she doing, why is he not responding, why is he not messaging me, why is he this? For women, yeah, especially, very, very strong, also for men it can be, but especially for women, there can be there's so much depth to this, there's such interesting things to explore, you know. I love this humanness, I love it, I love it. That's why I never make anything human wrong, because everything is a portal for you. And as you understand these dynamics with partners and why you get so hooked, because it's not only you, it's also your mother, it's also your father in there, yeah, and what he did or didn't give you, and how emotionally available he was or he was not, you know, like there is that, there is like real things at the level of the DNA that you get to see and you get to work with as you open yourself into the light of your own consciousness. So everything leads you home, everything. You get to lean into every this experience. It's often very hard by yourself. I know that for me, my mentors have played a huge role to come where I've come. By yourself is not very kind, actually, to yourself. It takes much longer. Working with a mentor, with a person who has these codes, it's a fast track. But anyway, you know, every single thing that you are being seduced by in your life, it's an opportunity. It's directly your theme to lean in and to see how it's here to set you free. Everything is here to set you free, because you are free in your essence. People, we are so free. We are so free. You are so free right now. You have no idea. Right now. Not in some future, not in some... It's like, it may sound like a paradox that, yes, I am so free, and then why should I do the work? Yeah, why should I keep looking at myself if I'm so free? But you can go higher than that, because it's just a level of consciousness. It's just a certain state of being to even question those things. But when you go higher, you get to experience that you are infinite. We are infinite. This is infinite. It is like this existence is infinite. And we get to dance this cosmic dance, and we get to choose the dance we dance. There's no one right path. There's no one right way. I know for me, I just love love so much. That's why I dedicate my whole life to that. That's why everything I do is offered to that. That's why I speak about the body and about nourishment and about loving yourself and coming home to yourself and like really basking in bliss in this body, in this life, and being in this romance and an embrace and sexuality and aliveness, because I love this stuff, people. I love it. I love it. And I know there are lots of people who really are yearning for that, because you want to be happy. You want to be happy and you want to be free and you want to be fulfilled and you want to be successful, and all of that is available to you, and it is possible with this path of pleasure, of bliss, of love, this path of being in this love making, immersed in this cosmic love making with your own very essence, with divinity, love making with the great void. How about that? It's not the only way, but it's my way, and it really works. So you're welcome to join this party. It's a real party. A real party. It's so sacred. It's so sacred. You know, as I said, I really love retreats for the states that they open for me. And that's why I also run retreats, because I know in my retreats, like, because I put there everything that has worked for me and everything that I love. And so there's stillness, and at the same time, there is so much juiciness. And also this year, I'm like, this is the year of juiciness. I have enough of suppression. I am coming alive, and I'm taking you all with me. And we're going to be so juicy and so ecstatic and so sexy. So this year's events, my people, get ready. This will be a whole new level of juiciness. Whole new. The last few years have been a lot about building my inner structure for me, building, maturing my inner masculine also. And now, because there has been so much integrity, so much leadership that has been built in these years, now I am ready to let loose in a completely new way, because the stability that's built on the inside is unshakable. So I can let go in a completely new way. You will see. And another reason for retreats, yeah, so first the states, yeah, those higher states of consciousness. Another reason is to come to life, yeah, to come to life and to remember how fun it is to live this life and how we get to choose this timeline on which you just have so much fun, so much fun with wealth, so much fun with love, so much fun with relationships, being seduced by energies that are actually nourishing for you, not the destructive ones, but you get to choose and choose those ones. And in that, yeah, the third thing is about clearing the old. Yeah, clearing the old. If you know there are patterns that keep pulling you, that are seducing you, that are destructive, this gets to be cleared, because as you rise higher in your consciousness, you see things with more clarity, and you get to just choose to unplug, to just stop entertaining. Just like I was saying in the beginning, just no, thank you, I'm not interested. This, it becomes your actual choice in your actual life. And this stuff where it's like you just get so obsessed with relationships, so obsessed with what he is doing, with what he is thinking, with when the money is coming, with what is this client doing and why they are changing their mind. And like, all of that, you get to choose to stop in your life and to stop having these tendencies at all come to you, and patterns of uncertainty and anxiety and scarcity and doubt. And like, you can clear the old stuff that adds a charge to it and live a life of your preference. And another thing that was not my experience, because I was in complete silence and I didn't interact with people, but in my immersions, what happens is that people make like hard friends, like forever friends, like relationships get formed sometimes, and friendships that I receive like years and years, like sometimes a decade later, people still send me pictures that they're still meeting and they're in like real deep relationship. Because, you know, let's be honest, like the people you are hanging out with are informing you. You become these people, actually. And if you are spending time with people who don't experience miracles, who think that you have to be very intellectual and that's the only thing that counts, and that you have to be smart, and that you have to save, and that you have to act from luck, and that you have to compare. And like, you know, if you are in this kind of environments, you want it or not, you will be experiencing yourself as that. If you are constantly surrounded by people who are questioning others and being scared to be taken advantage of, and like, yeah, you will find yourself in that state as well. But if you are surrounded by people who are like, we are limitless, we are making love to the great void every second of existence, and that's the best and most fun way to live this life, guess what your life becomes? Your life becomes that. Your life becomes bliss. Your life becomes limitless. So those kind of friendships, that's another powerful reason to be in retreats. And this is priceless. This is priceless. The friends that I've made in the containers I've been a part of, like one real hard friend, it's worth the entire investment that I've made. And sometimes I've made like close to 200,000 investment into one particular container, and just one friendship that I received. And besides like all the other incredible gifts and support, just one friendship is worth that and so much more, because these relationships are priceless. So what I want to say also to wrap this up is that if you love all what you hear and you want to do something really extraordinary for yourself, make it to my immersion. The next one is happening in May in Sardinia. We are more than 50%, like quite a bit more than 50% sold out. And I didn't even talk about it publicly, kind of at all. But this immersion is coming up in May in Italy. And it's called Fields of Grace. And we have extraordinary week together where we're going to go so high and so deep. And in these immersions, you know what I do? Is I don't teach so much. I teach things, but it's not the main thing. The main thing is that I enter into the highest state I can, like highest state accessible to me, and I take you with me. And I don't care who is beginner, who is not beginner, we all go. We all go home to God, and we bask in grace, and you accelerate at a speed that is just unheard of. And we work at the level of sensuality and the body, and we work at the level of psychology and like loving all these patterns and not shaming anything, but loving and embracing the humanity. We work at the level of the spirit. We are working with liberation. We are working with expansion. We are working with integrating into our reality, embodying in our reality the divine that we are. So that's happening in May. Reach out to me, send me a DM if you're interested, and we have you can apply. We are accepting applications. And another thing that is happening, and I will speak more about it, is that Ecstatic Remembrance. Ecstatic Remembrance is a different kind of animal than my immersions, because it's also in person, but it's 3 days. And it's non-residential, although you can stay in the hotel where we are doing it. But it's like you can stay wherever you want, and you just come for the sessions. And we spend every day a bunch of hours together. You receive transmissions, you do practices, you receive like amazing experience. You have amazing, amazing experiences there. And it's with a huge group of people. So hundreds of people in this case. So immersions are much more intimate, and big events are big events. And there's something really cool that happens with that when there's a lot of people who are choosing to go to these places. Because again, here also, I'm not there to teach you this is the like, I just don't do well with like being a teacher, actually. Although I am a teacher and I am teaching things, but my greatest gift shows up in my transmission. And that's how Tantra has been always transmitted. It's through energy. Yeah, that you come, we open our hearts to each other, and there is a massive acceleration that happens. And so that's what's going on in ecstatic remembrance. And then what is also so cool, and which what is so good also for me and for how much I can give, is this big amount of people where we all come into the same energetic vibration. And this is incredible, because this is what we have to do collectively as humanity. Because once we have a certain critical amount of people, yeah, millions, means millions and millions and millions of people who arrive into a certain state of consciousness, then we shift the destiny of humanity as such. And we move in a direction which is called Homo Angelicus, and there are other various ways, but it's like when we really move to a new stage of our development as species. And this is the path of light. This is the path of love. So when we are coming together in such a big number of people, we are basically also practicing that. We are practicing that for the entire humanity. And this is incredible. So we finally have dates. We already have a lot of people signed up who didn't even know the dates or anything. And I've been already for a while telling you, yeah, it's happening. It's happening in spring. The things have been changing. Vision has been changing. But then I found the perfect venue. And now finally we are together also in May. So May 2, 3, and 4 in Portugal. And then the following week, we have the immersion in Sardinia. So if you join immersion, you get ecstatic remembrance for free. You get it as a bonus included. And you can also just join ecstatic remembrance. So my loves, it's been really a pleasure to be with you in this state. I would really love to hear from you if you have tuned in and watched or listened to this. I would love to hear in the comments. I would love to hear from you. Send me an email, send me a comment, send me a message. Tell me what has landed for you. And I would love to see you in person this year. All my love.